Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
Everybody get up.
It's 5:37. This is Sunny 101.5. The Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show. On your official Christmas music station. What kind of weather we have today? Looks like partly cloudy this morning. And then clouds in the afternoon with a 30% chance of rain. The high, 45. Right now, 41 degrees. Everybody ready?
I'm ready.
Let's
Are you
do it.
Ready?
Okay. Everybody get up. Everybody get up there.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
You know, that really could have been Tell Me Something Good right there.
What?
How excited the office of the day was.
Oh, we'll get into that story.
You know, that is.
But we'll seriously.
We'll save that story for a little bit later this morning. But right now, we want to go back to the holidays with this special edition.
I love. Are these handbells?
I know.
I used to play the handbells in church.
Well, Mannheim Steamroller. I mean, you can't talk about Christmas music without mentioning that.
That's for sure.
And the Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis has been America's favorite holiday tradition for well over 30 years. And we want to send you to their show. It's going to be at the Mendel Center, Tuesday, November 28th. Now, not only are you going to get tickets, but you're also going to get a Mannheim Steamroller Christmas pack, including the Christmasville CD and their very own cinnamon hot chocolate mix.
Hot chocolate mix.
That sounds awesome.
Have you ever heated up some water in a cup and then just ate the powder and then drank the hot water,
Jack?
I
ate the whole bag. Yeah.
And when you have the powder with the little mini marshmallows in it, that's like...
Man, that's...
I mean, that's like finding a treasure in a pouch.
You're right. Man, Homer would lose his mind over that. Anyway... tickets are available, by the way, at themendelcenter.com. But right now, this is our Tell Me Something Good to you. Caller 10 and 11 at 236-1015. We'll get that package, okay?
That's awesome.
All right. Good luck.
Tell me something good. Tell me something.
Okay, you ready to spread some Christmas cheer? Let's do that. Who do we have here on the phone?
Savannah.
What was the name again?
Savannah.
Well, it's good morning to you. We wanted to wish you and your family happy holidays.
Thank you.
And we want to present to you tickets for the Mannheim Steamroller Christmas show, which is going to be at the Mendel Center Tuesday, November 28th. Okay.
Yes, now, thank you so much.
Not only are you going to get that, but you're going to get the Christmasville CD, and you're going to get that very own cinnamon hot chocolate mix.
Thank you so much.
Oh, that's great. We highly suggest that you put it in the water. Don't eat it right out of the package because we're...
You know, I've never quite done that, but I think I might do things for tomorrow while I'm at work.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's awesome.
All right. Now, you hang on for a second, okay? I want to get another winner here. All right.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right. Sunny 101.5, here is our second winner. Who is this?
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Jennifer, you are a winner. You have the tickets for the Mannheim Steamroller Show at the Mendel Center. That is...
wonderful.
Yes, it will be wonderful. Tuesday, November the 28th, you're also going to get the Christmasville CD and your very own cinnamon hot chocolate mix, okay?
Thank you.
And happy holidays from our family to yours.
Happy holidays.
Now, if that's not a Tell Me Something Good,
I
don't know.
Tell Me Something Good.
I don't know what to tell.
Christmas time is here again. The sounds of the season continue next on Sunny 101.5. All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
tonight, reading from her microscopic copy. Here's,
seriously, if you guys
printed
could
off the
see
print
me.
Is so you
the
can't
print even, is yeah, so goes, small. It's like fine print on the bottom of a prescription bottle or something. I can't even, like, I'm going to stand here
Radio Paparazzi
without my glasses on.
May cause itching.
And with my little papers about 4 inches from my face.
Well,
this
good luck.
Hilarious.
We'll try and get okay. through it. Maybe you won't be able to see the birthdays.
That paper
fine
smell
with me.
Funny to you, Tracy?
Well, on a more serious note, Charlie Rose has been suspended by CBS after 8 women came forward and accused him of making unwanted sexual advances towards them, including lewd phone calls, walking around naked in their presence, groping them. Now, the women were employees.
Do you believe it all?
Right?
This stuff?
I mean, it just every single day there's someone new and there's new creepy allegations. I'm just blown.
I can't even.
And it's like these prestigious careers.
And it's not even questionable stuff like, oh, I'm sorry, I accidentally ran into. It's like walking around naked.
Yeah.
What? Oh, my God.
I know. The women were employees or folks who aspired to work for the Charlie Rose Show from the late 1990s to as recently as 2011. Now, PBS and Bloomberg have also discontinued their nightly airing of Charlie Rose after this surfaced. This was actually published in the Washington Post. An insider says we should even expect more allegations to come out in the days ahead from current or former CBS employees. Now, he has, Rose, for his part, has apologized for some of his past inappropriate behavior, but he has also disputed some of the claims made.
Uh-huh.
Now, Jeremy Piven has taken a lie detector test in order to prove that he did not fondle an actress on the set of Entourage. Now, according to the polygraph exam report obtained by the media, Piven showed no reaction indicative of deception to any of the relevant questions about Ariane Bellemare. Now, Piven said, "We seem to be entering dark times. Allegations are being printed as facts, and lives are being put in jeopardy without a hearing, due process, or evidence. I hope we can give people the benefit of a doubt before we rush to judgment." Well, Star Wars icon Harrison Ford helped rescue a woman who crashed her car in Santa Paula, California on Sunday. The unidentified woman was driving down Highway 126 when her sedan swerved off the road and crashed into a tree. Ford was in that area with a friend and rushed over to help the woman out of her vehicle. After making sure she was uninjured, Ford left the scene. This isn't the first time he's actually offered aid during an emergency. Mm-hmm. He helped direct traffic during a pileup in New York City tunnel in September.
Harrison Ford did?
He did. And then he swooped down in his helicopter and rescued a hiker suffering from dehydration and altitude sickness in Wyoming back in 2000. So he apparently does this frequently. Well, Jack, you're in luck. Jennifer Garner reveals that she has not been on a single date since splitting from Ben Affleck back in June of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
She says she has no interest in dating. People want to set her up, and she's just like, no, thank you.
I don't want to do it. Yeah.
45-year-old actress and mother of 3 adds that when she does decide to date again,
it will not be me.
She knows it's important to not lump all men into the same category. We can't assume, she says, that every man has done something awful or that every man is guilty. Due process is important, she says, and has to take place. I like her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want her to find love again, don't we all?
I'm sure she will.
Yeah, well, Paris Hilton wants everybody to know, speaking of things that we should all know, that she and Britney Spears were taking selfies long before Instagram and Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
They're saying, you know what, we were the first.
Well, they were innovators. There's no doubt about that.
They said 11 years ago today, she actually put a post out there, 11 years ago today, me and Britney invented the selfie. Mm-hmm.
They're going to put her picture right next to Thomas Jefferson. I mean, these are innovators.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But, you know, then the question arises, you know, can an image, because they were clearly images from a digital camera rather than a phone. Mm-hmm. Is that a selfie if it's not a phone? I guess you can still take it from a digital phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, these are pressing questions.
Yeah, this is
inquiring
the
minds want to know.
I wish, actually.
Yeah.
I really do wish that we lived in a world where that was the toughest question that we'd have to answer.
Exactly.
I really do.
Who really invented the selfie?
Oh, I would be all over that.
Who really invented couch chats?
Right.
Jack and Steve.
Right.
All right. Ready for the birthday game?
Okay.
Goldie Hawn.
Who invented the birthday game?
Yeah. Well, Goldie Hawn has got to be, I'm going to have to give her a 70.
You think she's older than you?
I do. She was, she was on Laugh-In back in the 70s,
well, I'm going to go 67.
72.
Okay. Holy cow. And she is older than you.
Yes.
Jenna Malone.
And Jenna Malone, man.
I think I know who that is.
Yeah, 38.
Man, you... No, I think... Was she in Blossom?
Okay.
Blossom?
No, maybe not.
You got the wrong Jenna.
She may have been, but that's not listed on here.
39.
33. Yeah. She was in Stepmom, The Hunger Games, Into the Wild.
I had the wrong Jenna.
Pride and Prejudice.
Well, she was in some good movies.
Life advice? We know who to ask.
I don't care about hurting your feelings because I don't know what feelings are.
It's Tough Love with Siri on Sunny 101.5.
Well, this is interesting. Again, a topical with the holiday approaching, Thanksgiving.
Okay. All right.
See what she thinks about this. Hey, Siri, should I host Thanksgiving at my house?
Should you host Thanksgiving dinner at your house? No way. Are you kidding me? That is a terrible idea. It may sound like a fun thing to do, but all hosting the dinner is going to do is guarantee that you have way too much work to do and your house gets trashed. Not to mention the fact that if the whole event gets awkward with various family members drinking too much and being weird, you can't leave the house, because the house is yours. Do yourself a huge favor and let some other sucker of a family member host the dinner.
There you go.
So there's your answer.
Want some tough love from Siri? Just send an email to Siri at sunny1015.com. More tough love from Siri tomorrow morning at 7:15 on Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5, happy holidays from your official Christmas music station and...
Sunny 101.5, with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
All right. I always try to do something topical. I woke up, I think I got a little cold. We just have to wait for it to run its course, you know, and you're not contagious, you're just feeling icky. And I think part of it's only that I, you know, sleep 4 hours a night. But I Googled... Which is usually dangerous when you don't feel well. Because apparently now my arm's about to fall off.
We've all done that.
There's some tips and tricks on how to get through a cold fast. Instant remedy. So I'm going to share that with people. Now it is cold and flu season. So
yeah.
One, get plenty of rest.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you already blew
that. So you're doomed.
Done. Drink fluids. Don't got a problem there.
Yeah. What kind of fluids, though?
It just says fluids. Doesn't say beer, water, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Get plenty of vitamin C. I take a daily vitamin C pill, so take that, Jack.
Although it's better to get your vitamins through the food. But
right. Okay. Right. Gargle with salt water.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that.
Yeah, I've heard that, too.
You mix a half a teaspoon of salt in a glass of warm water, and it helps with your sore throats. Use a steam treatment. Eat raw honey. I've heard of this. I don't know what this is. Maybe you can fill me in here. This sounds like something from your era, Jack.
Okay.
Take elderberry syrup.
Haven't heard of that one.
No, I don't know what that is either.
No, I haven't heard of that one.
It's a natural immune system booster.
Mm-hmm.
Eat garlic.
Yeah.
You've heard that?
I've heard of that. I've heard of that, too.
And this is right. This is what I'm doing now. Eat a hot pepper.
Well,
this is what I'm going to do. I've got that. Goodbye, cold.
You're covered there, then.
And this is where it's interesting because they have enough vitamin C to make it worth your bite, believe it or not.
Yeah.
That's where it's, even if it's a mild pepper.
Mm-hmm.
But the hotter the better.
There you go. You have plenty of those at home, don't you?
I've got, my freezer's full of them. My wife is, what are you going to do with all these? Oh, eat them eventually.
Start eating them then. Okay.
You know, it's getting obviously pretty chilly outside, freezing, and you're dealing with frost on the windows in the morning.
39 degrees.
Your car, you know, as you're trying to get here in the wee hours.
Yeah.
So here's a really great tip, and it works. You take a third, a cup of water to two-thirds a cup of rubbing alcohol, and you mix those up and put them in a spray bottle, and that defrosts your car windows instantly. So no waiting. You know, it can be really impatient. You're trying to get to work, and you want to be able to see. And so, yeah, just that's it.
I like that. That's a good one.
So water and rubbing alcohol, one-third a cup of water to two-thirds a cup of rubbing alcohol.
Okay. So I take a shot of tequila. And how, what are you doing?
Never mind, Jack.
For your cold.
Oh, okay. Well, here's one. This one sets your tone for the week. I know that Steve will agree with this one. If you want to set that psychological pattern for the rest of the week, you want to be on, you know, in a good mood.
Yeah.
Right. You're feeling better. Make it, if you haven't done it, make it a point to always exercise on a Monday.
Oh, that's a great one.
Well, you do every day, but always exercise on a Monday. It'll set the psychological pattern for the rest of the week.
That's why it felt so good.
This is Dr. Reichert here from the Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks, making life just a bit easier. 101.5. The sounds of the holidays are back.
Christmas was awesome when I was a kid. You got the family dog running around, and it was just like a pretty little picture, you know? The stockings are hung, there's a fire in the fireplace.
All Christmas music on Sunny 101.5.
And it's time for Go Figure. So here's Steve.
You know, Black Friday, traditionally growing up, you know, I just remember going to Thanksgiving. And then after you hear the... all the papers and
that's
the sales
right.
papers slamming
ads,
down and
coming up
everyone's
strategy.
Yeah. Everyone's, you know, the guys grab the Best Buy and all that other stuff with all the electronics. The women are just grabbing everything and they got to do a map. They have to map out their, okay,
oh, yeah.
Oh, of course.
Right, now you, Aunt Karen over there, we're going to head
she's
to Kohl's, all right?
There.
And you're going to go for the makeup and then I'm going to meet you at the mall food court for a pretzel and then we're going to hit that, the video game store for all the kids. You know, that literally was my childhood growing up. Not anymore because everything is online.
Yeah, it's changed.
It's easy to find things, and it's different. It's, you know.
But the stores are doing more. They're really stepping it up to get you to come to their stores now this year. I have noticed that.
Yeah.
Because they know, you know.
Right.
Now,
we
one
have to
store,
do something special to get you in.
That you probably don't think has a great Black Friday gimmick. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah.
And let me explain. They are selling this $10,000 pod, essentially, like a moving pod.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Internet Escape Pod. For $10,000, one lucky buyer, there's only one, they literally will get to hide away from all the holiday madness from online as you are contained in a box with three of your friends in a bucket of chicken. That's their...
See, you know, I thought I saw a picture of it and then it was like a tent.
Yeah, I mean, it's an internet escape pod. Yeah. I mean, it's basically
it's
you
hilarious.
Sit there and you stay away and you get away from all of the technological advancements and things like that.
Time
and you just sit down, you maybe play a game of euchre, and you eat a chicken thigh. That's literally what they're going for.
It is.
And I like it. He said, so we decided to actually go in the opposite direction and create an anti-technology product, using technology, of course, to help one lucky buyer literally escape all the chaos of the holidays. It's 7 foot wide, 6.5 foot tall. It's an internet escape pod. It's one of a kind. It's got some comfortably chairs in there. It fits four adults very comfortably and even houses a bucket of KFC chicken.
And you're
also
not allowed to take
here's
your
the
phone.
Thing. Yeah, you're not allowed to do anything. And the best is the pod also features a giant Colonel Sanders on top, providing a protective aura, if you will, around there. There's only one pod being sold. Jack?
$10,000.
Yeah. What do you think?
I say go figure.
Go figure. True stories about real people being really stupid.
Sunny 101.5. Who's this?
Debbie,
come on down.
Yes.
You are the next contestant on the We Love Me. Oh, man, we have something very special just for the holidays for you. First of all, you're going to spin, and you've already done something off the wheel. If you pick which one you land on, you're going to get two. And then by the end of all this, we have a bonus, which I'm not going to tell you what it is yet until we spin it. Okay, now, Steve's okay. Steve's going to tell you what's on the wheel. You would be the first contestant to ever do this if you pick it. So go ahead, Steve.
Okay. Ready?
Go ahead.
We have potted meat.
Yep.
Spam. Mm-hmm. Liver pate. Yep. Bumblebee pink crab meat.
Yep.
Caviar. Anchovies. Oysters. And kipper snacks.
So which one do you think you'll land on?
Oh, wow. Let's see. Let's try spam.
She's going for spam. It's a good choice. It's a good choice. Okay, here we go. And spin it. Gonna do any shout-out for anybody this morning?
No.
Okay, she just won! She just won!
Pink crab meat!
Oh, happy holidays with a beautiful stocking stuffer of pink crab meat. But wait a minute. The winning's just beginning. We have a bonus. We are going to throw in on top of that. I mean, that's enough prize in itself.
Yeah.
But you're going to win. She wasn't buying any of that. But you're going to win a car wash book worth $80 from Mike's Car Wash.
All right. That is awesome. That's a great prize.
I'll tell you, man.
We all like a clean car.
This Christmas music just puts us in a given mood. I don't know what to tell you. Okay, get ready. We'll be back.
More Christmas music is coming up next on Sunny 101.5.
Make sure you join us for the Wednesday Jack, Steve, and Tracy show as we continue to be your Christmas music station.
That's right.
All your holiday favorites and also birthdays. Someone's going to have a birthday tomorrow and they're going to get a little surprise. Ooh. We'll tell you what that is tomorrow right here.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy. Weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9. You can listen live worldwide at sunny101.5.com. Thanks for listening.